Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Hello, story lovers, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time. Today's episode features a theme that's prominent in any self-improvement endeavor: learning. So I've called this episode, appropriately enough, Always Be Learning. From the minute we're born, we're on the education track. We have to learn to control our bodies, speak, communicate with others, and figure out how the world around us works. Then we're off to school, and then into the workplace. But here's the catch. At each stage of this process, in order to move forward, we need to learn something new. So we're always learning. What we sometimes forget is that once we become adults, the learning doesn't stop. Or rather, it shouldn't. We need to learn how to manage our money, manage our household, manage relationships, and, if we want to move forward in our jobs, we need to learn more things at our place of work. Maybe new tools, new processes, leadership skills, whatever. In other words, our ability to move forward in life, to succeed in life, in anything we take on, requires us to keep learning. Like a plant, if we're not growing, we're dying. There are several tales from around the world that speak to this idea, and while most of them are silly, that doesn't take anything away from the serious lessons they teach. These tales really speak to this idea of continuous learning and illustrate the dangers of not learning, along with the benefits of learning. One of my favorites is from England, and goes back over 150 years. It's titled Lazy Jack. Once upon a time, there was a boy whose name was Jack, and he lived with his mother on a common. They were very poor, and the old woman got her living by spinning. But Jack was so lazy that he would do nothing but bask in the sun in the hot weather and sit by the corner of the hearth in the wintertime. So they called him Lazy Jack. His mother could not get him to do anything for her, and at last told him, one Monday, that if he did not begin to work for his porridge, she would turn him out to get as living as he could. This roused Jack, and he went out and hired himself for the next day to a neighboring farmer for a penny. But as he was coming home, never having had any money before, he lost it in passing over a brook. "You stupid boy," said his mother, "you should have put it in your pocket." "I'll do so another time," replied Jack. On Wednesday, Jack went out again and hired himself to a cowkeeper, who gave him a jar of milk for his day's work. Jack took the jar and put it into the large pocket of his jacket, spilling it all long before he got home. "Dear me," said the old woman, "you should have carried it on your head." "I'll do so another time," said Jack. So on Thursday, Jack hired himself again to a farmer who agreed to give him a cream cheese for his services. In the evening, Jack took the cheese and went home with it on his head. By the time he got home, the cheese was all spoiled, part of it being lost, and part matted with his hair. "You stupid lout," said his mother, "you should have carried it very carefully in your hands." "I'll do another time," replied Jack. On Friday, Lazy Jack again went out and hired himself to a baker, who would give him nothing for his work but a large tomcat. Jack took the cat and began carrying it very carefully in his hands. But in a short time, Pussy scratched him so much that he was compelled to let it go. When he got home, his mother said to him, "You silly fellow, you should have tied it with a string and dragged it along after you." "I'll do so another time," said Jack. So on Saturday, Jack hired himself to a butcher, who rewarded him by the handsome present of a shoulder of mutton. Jack took the mutton, tied it to a string, and trailed it along after him in the dirt, so that by the time he had got home, the meat was completely spoiled. His mother was this time quite out of patience with him, for the next day was Sunday, and she was obliged to do with cabbage for her dinner. "You ninny hammer," said she to her son, "you should have carried it on your shoulder." "I'll do so another time," replied Jack. On the next Monday, Lazy Jack went once more and hired himself to a cattle keeper, who gave him a donkey for his trouble. Jack found it hard to hoist the donkey on his shoulders, but at last he did it and began walking slowly home with his prize. Now it happened that in the course of his journey there lived a rich man with his only daughter, a beautiful girl, but deaf and dumb. Now she had never laughed in her life, and the doctor said she would never speak till somebody made her laugh. This young lady happened to be looking out of the window when Jack was passing with the donkey on his shoulders, with the legs sticking up in the air, and the sight was so comical and strange that she burst into a great fit of laughter and immediately recovered her speech and hearing. Her father was overjoyed and fulfilled his promise by marrying her to Lazy Jack, who was thus made a rich gentleman. They lived in a large house, and Jack's mother lived with them in great happiness until she died. This absolutely silly tale is easy to overlook as nothing more than a crazy story about a poor, stupid boy becoming rich. But that would be missing the point. Or rather, that would be missing the 3 points in this story. Let's dive into them, shall we? If you're not learning, you're going nowhere. This is the premise of the story and, no coincidence, the premise of life. Take a look at Jack at the beginning of this tale. He's just sitting around the house doing nothing, getting nowhere, and driving his poor mother crazy. He has no present, and he definitely has no future. And while we might not want to admit it, this is us if we're not learning and improving. No matter where we might think we are in life, and no matter how content we might be with ourselves, this is how other people look at us when we're not getting better. It's not a pretty place to be in. The second point here is sort of a warning, sort of a caution, but maybe the most important point of the whole story. When you're learning, you're going to make mistakes. I mean, that's what learning is, right? You're not going to get it the first time. You'll make a mistake, another mistake, maybe multiple mistakes. But like Jack, what's important is to accept that you made a mistake, learn from it, and keep going. Because each time, you get better. And admitting to a mistake means, like Jack, you won't be making that same mistake again. Which all leads to the third point of this tale. Continuous learning leads to success. And we see this from the beginning of the tale right to the end. Jack's mother tells him to get a move on, and he does. He starts working, starts learning, and his lot improves. He goes from working for a penny for a day to getting a donkey for his labors, which leads to marrying the rich man's daughter. No, we're not supposed to take this literally, but you get the point. By following this path of learning, Jack goes from a do-nothing in his mother's house to a rich man, and that's worth remembering for us. Growth is a journey fueled by curiosity, determination, and resilience. We won't get it right every time, and that's perfectly okay. Mistakes are stepping stones, not roadblocks. In embracing the idea of continuous learning, we transform challenges into opportunities and pave our way toward success, just as Jack did, one lesson at a time. As we navigate through life, let's carry forward his story, not for its silliness, but for its wisdom, to keep learning, keep improving, and keep striving for the best version of ourselves. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Tales for Life.